This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Why is pediatric dental care so important? Baby teeth fall out eventually anyway, so why should we bother to teach our kids to take care of those baby teeth? Believe it or not, tooth decay is the most common chronic childhood disease. First 5 San Bernardino is partnering with Smile SBC to educate the public on the importance of pediatric oral care. Here to tell us more is Scott McGrath, Deputy Director of Systems and Impact for First 5 San Bernardino. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Pepper. I appreciate it.
Start by telling us, what is First 5 San Bernardino?
Okay, so First 5 San Bernardino itself is we do many things, but primarily, though, we're a funder. So there was a proposition that was passed in 1998, Proposition 10, called the Child and Family Act, that was supposed to attach a 50-cent tax to tobacco products. And then that money comes in and flows to the state commission, which is known as First 5 California, which a lot of your listeners have probably heard of because they do a lot of media. First 5 California does what they do with 20% of those funds, and then they distribute the other 80% to the 58 counties throughout California. And the funding is based on number of live births in the county. So we are one of the larger counties. We're usually back and forth with the county of Riverside for fourth and fifth largest. LA obviously is the largest, and Orange County is up there, San Diego's up there, and we get a percentage of the money based on how many babies were born in the county, and then we are charged with doing with that money different programs and initiatives and campaigns and that kind of thing to help children 0 to 5. And the idea behind it is that children, once they get into the K-12 system, when they enter into kindergarten, they typically have a lot of people looking at them and helping at them and referring them for stuff, and they're in the school system at that point, but there's very little for them before that. There actually is a lot out there, but parents typically don't know about that. So we try to connect parents with different resources, not just around health or certainly not just around oral health, but we also talk a lot about asthma. That's a big deal in San Bernardino County in the Inland Empire. Developmental delays that need to be looked at with kids. We help out with resources around that. We do a lot of work in childcare settings and preschool settings to make sure that those settings are set up appropriately with age-appropriate books and environment and the right number of teachers to the little ones and that kind of thing. We call it a quality childcare. And then on the other tier with us is family support, which is just helping families that are struggling. Maybe they're having difficulty with making ends meet or getting the bills paid, or they're experiencing some issues in the home, like substance abuse or domestic violence or things like that. If they're involved with the foster care system, for instance, we can help get them connected so that they get their kids living in an environment that's safe. The whole idea is that the child starts kindergarten ready to go, ready to learn and healthy and happy and good to go. So with everything we do is pretty much that's our North Star.
Tell us about this partnership with Smile SBC.
Okay, so Smile SBC is actually a group under the Department of Public Health for San Bernardino County. We're really proud to partner with them for the fourth year in a row for Little Teeth Big Responsibility. This partnership works really, really well. We have two tiers of messaging. The Smiles SBC group are really great, and we're fortunate to work with them so many years in this partnership.
And then tell us about the Little Teeth Big Responsibility campaign.
The campaign itself is actually one of my favorites. We do multiple campaigns throughout the year. We do some stuff around child safety in the summer, which is great, and around wearing helmets and when you're riding your bike and having gates around pools and that kind of thing. So we love that. And then we have one around the importance of giving children books for gifts. And maybe instead of a toy, we call it Gift a Kid a Book every year. And we love those campaigns. But this one is one of my favorites because there's these aha, oh, I didn't know that moments with parents on this one. So like people will tell me, you said, you know, this thing in regard to my child's teeth, and I had no idea until I heard it from First Five San Bernardino. So now I'm going to behave differently, and we think that that is going to overall benefit the kid. So it's just one of my favorites. It's one of those that you really feel like you're impacting change, that you're making a difference, which is why we went into this work. So I love this campaign. It's one of my favorites.
What does this campaign entail?
Well, it's a lot of social media, for sure. We do a lot of stuff on that. We do an event that we try to attract media to. It's usually in a setting where children are, so maybe a elementary school or preschool, little kids. And then we try to get the media to come out and cover that so that that message gets out to a wider audience. A lot of stuff on our website. Smile SBC themselves promotes the campaign. And then stuff like this. We can't thank you enough for having us in to do this. This is part of the campaign, what I'm doing right now.
Well, this is pretty exciting for my family because my six-year-old niece last weekend lost one of her front teeth. So she's super excited about that. She loves smiling and showing off the gap in her mouth. And
now, did she lose it or did somebody pull it out? Because
she wiggled it. I mean, my dad was definitely tempted to help her along, but she wiggled it with her tongue until it came out. Funny thing, they were at Monster Jam when it happened. So
oh
my sister
gosh.
Was like, now I have to hold this tooth throughout the truck show.
Put it in the pocket. It's hilarious. Yeah, I remember those days. My kids are older now, but I remember it would just be hanging by a thread. It was just like, would you just? And they're like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm like, come on. I'm just going to check it. Then you grab the tooth and pull it. They're like, is it gone? Yeah, it's gone. No big deal. That's a time of parenthood when teeth start falling out, for sure. I feel for your niece's parents.
Why is this campaign so important?
Like I said, it's just things that people don't know. And that is said with so little judgment because I was the exact same way. I did not take my oldest to the dentist until she was 5 years old because I didn't think there was any need to. I thought, it's baby teeth. They're going to fall out anyway. So what's the big deal? As long as my wife and I brush them and keep them pretty and all that, there's really no reason to go to the dentist. And the only reason we brushed them and kept them pretty is because her smile. I mean, we just wanted her to have a nice smile. You know, it really wasn't about the health. And so we didn't know, and a lot of people don't know how important it is because they think it's all about the teeth. But it's actually not just about the teeth. That your teeth are in your mouth. And you swallow what's in your mouth, and the toxins that come from the bacteria on your teeth, when you swallow them, it actually literally makes you sick. It's one of the number one reasons why kids miss school, and something, it's not a great statistic, but it's a real statistic that people don't know. In San Bernardino County, 60% of kids have some form of tooth decay. That's a lot. No wonder so many kids are missing school. So we think it's very important to get people to understand that these are not just something that's temporary that's going to fall out, and therefore you're not supposed to care about it. Also, we love that it's a health thing, but also this is the time when kids pick up habits. More than any time in their life, they develop habits that stay with them for the rest of their lives. And this is a very healthy habit, is brushing your teeth. The message is brush your teeth twice a day, every single day, morning and night. And parents may say that's after a meal, that's before a meal, that's up to them. But you do it twice a day, every single day. What you want is for your child to say, Mommy, it's time for me to brush my teeth, where the child knows that it's time. So you've developed that habit, and the child is now telling you that it's time to brush his or her teeth. So it's the right time to be doing this. It's taking care of teeth, developing those habits, developing good health while they're young, so that, like I explained before, when they get to kindergarten, they're all just ready to go. They know how to take care of their teeth. They know how to take care of their health. They know how to say when they're not feeling good. If they're not feeling good, it's just the right time to get those habits in place.
I'm speaking with Scott McGrath, Deputy Director of Systems and Impact for First Five San Bernardino. How can parents and caregivers practice healthy oral care with their children?
So it starts from day one. A lot of people, again, same theme. They feel like, well, my child, you're saying to take care of the baby's teeth, but the baby doesn't have any teeth, so I don't have to do anything. But that's actually not true. There are products that you can get that you put a little drop of this gel on your finger, and you can rub that around the child's mouth, and it cleans up the bacteria. Kids, they pick up a lot of bacteria with the food they eat and the milk that they drink and that kind of thing. So keeping the mouth clean, even if you're not actually using a toothbrush in there. And some parents will use a toothbrush. And there's a little thing that you stick on your finger, I remember, that you would rub around the child's just to stimulate the gums, because that's a good thing. So even before there's a tooth, there's lots of things you could do to keep that area clean. And again, people don't think about that. Another thing to think about is what you're putting in the child's mouth. So a lot of parents will put the baby to bed with, say, a bottle of milk in the crib. There's a few reasons that's not a great idea, but one of the reasons is that the child, their mouth throughout the night is completely filled with liquid that's not going where it's supposed to go, which is the stomach. It's just sitting in the mouth, and that's not good for the mouth. So limit the number of juice drinks per day, encourage lots and lots of water, get the child used to water. That was, with my kids, that was one thing that was just gigantic for us, because my wife and I drink tons and tons of water for whatever reason. We just love our water. And so our kids developed the habit of drinking water all the time. And still now they're in their 20s, they're still doing that. So it's just really important. There's lots of ways that you can take care of the child's mouth even before the tooth erupts. But then once the tooth comes in, that first tooth, and if you're a parent, you know that, oh my gosh, there it is, that first tooth. Once that happens, that's when you start brushing. And what you don't do is grab your adult toothbrush and start brushing the teeth with that brush. They're too harsh. Even a soft bristle brush that we use as adults is too harsh for a child. What you want is a special toothbrush that's for babies and children. And they're smaller, they're easier to hold, so that the child gets used to holding the toothbrush. Even if you have to guide the toothbrush, having the child get used to holding the toothbrush and then brushing the teeth with these really, really soft bristles that are on these. They have children's toothpaste that aren't sugary, but they taste sweet, so that children like it better than the mint taste. They typically a lot of times don't like the mint taste. So there's just all kinds of stuff out there. And some of it is just, okay, my goal is to keep the mouth clean, so just use common sense. How would I do that? Let's give them a glass of water instead of a juice or whatever it might be.
And how about preventative care?
It makes all the difference on whether or not this road is difficult or not. So everything I just mentioned is preventative care. It's cleaning up the mouth and that kind of thing. But if you don't make the mouth have all that bacteria in the first place, you're in a better space. So parents rely on sugary drink and juice more than we would prefer they do as far as the child's health. Although I get it. The children love that stuff. Give them a juice box. They're good for a while, right? But if you can get used to giving them non-sugary drinks, that's really much better for their gums. And then just, again, I consider this habit building to be preventative. You want to get it to where the kid knows that even if you forget to ask them to brush their teeth, they're going to remind you, or they're just going to go brush their teeth, ideally.
I'm speaking with Scott McGrath, Deputy Director of Systems and Impact for First Five San Bernardino. When should children start visiting the dentist?
That's a very specific day. Well, either one of two days, either when the first tooth comes in, that's time to make a dental appointment, or on their first birthday, that's time to make the dental appointment. So whichever comes first with those, you want to get them into the dentist. Again, I don't know if I call this habits as much, but everybody, I don't like the dentist, okay? For all you dentists that are listening out there, I'm sorry. It's not your fault. It's me. But I don't think anybody loves going to the dentist. Children especially are very scared. They have to sit in that chair, and the lights are weird, and people are putting their fingers in their mouth and they don't know them, and all of that anxiety is a big deal for a kid. It can be traumatic. So if you start taking them early and start introducing them to these things, it's not going to be so much anymore. They will be used to going to the dentist and knowing that they're not going to get hurt, that it's weird, but it's not as weird as it used to be. And at the end, you know, we encourage dentists to give, instead of candy, which I don't think anybody does anymore. They did when I was young, but which is completely crazy. Like, good job on your teeth. Here's a sucker. But we encourage dentists to look into giving them books in line with our Gift a Kid a Book. And there are a lot of books about taking care of your teeth out there. So if there's any dentist listening that I haven't insulted because I said I don't like going to the dentist, I recommend picking up books for your little gift at the end. But
and kids love books.
They absolutely love books. Yep.
How can we find a dentist in our area?
I think honestly, the best way to do that is by word of mouth, and haha, no pun intended, but people around you that have used a dentist that they trust and like, and the kids like, and that kind of thing is really the best way. So start asking around to anybody you know who has little kids, hey, where do you take yours to the dentist? So, oh, you have to go to Dr. So-and-so. He's the greatest. You know, they do a really good job, and they make it really calming for the child and that kind of thing. That's really the best way. But if you don't have that available to you, there are ways to get lists of dentists to help you to find somebody. So you can either go to the Smile SBC website, which is Smile SBC, that's S-B as a boy, C.org, and they will have a phone number on there that you can call to get a referral to a dentist, or they actually have some dentists listed on there that could be helpful. If none of that is working out for you, you can call us at First 5 San Bernardino. Our website is first, spelled out, the number 5, sanbernardino.org. We have all kinds of resources on there, but the phone number is really important because the folks that sit at our front desk at the office are whizzes when people call in and say, hey, I have a need. I need to find a dentist. I need to find a daycare. I need to find a toothbrush. I need to find whatever it might be. They are just very good about making sure they deliver the folks that call to the resources that they need, and a dentist would be an example of one.
So if children lose their baby teeth, why is it so important to take care of those baby teeth so early?
The health implications of not taking care of them are too great. I think we talked a little bit about that, but the toxins in the mouth are swallowed and they go into the general health, so that's important. But really, I mean, I think I mentioned this with my daughter. The smile is important. Everybody loves a pretty smile on a child. So if nothing else, take care of the teeth just for the smile. And yeah, I mean, they are going to fall out. And I understand the logic to say that, well, I don't need to because they don't matter. But they actually do. They're sitting on top of gums that are need to be healthy to maintain those new teeth that are coming in, the permanent teeth. And also, that what a perfect environment in the mouth to practice those habits. When the permanent teeth come in, you can't say, well, they're just going to fall out. So if the child, by the time the permanent teeth come in, knows how to take care of them, then you're ahead of the game.
I've been speaking with Scott McGrath, Deputy Director of Systems and Impact for First 5 San Bernardino. How can we learn more about the Little Teeth Big Responsibility campaign and get oral healthcare resources?
Those websites that I had mentioned are probably the best way to do that for the specific campaign. But if you're looking for resources just around dentistry or pediatric dentistry or kids and dentistry or tips to ease anxiety, or maybe your child has special needs, there's a lot of kids out there that just aren't comfortable. They're not going to get through that experience because of whatever their disposition is. And they need special assistance. There are dentists that are able to work with children with special needs, for instance. If sitting in a dental chair, opening their mouth and allowing a stranger to stick their fingers in there is not working for this child, there are dentists that can work with the child on that. And it's really important, if that is your situation, that you do that and not just say, well, it's just too hard, so I'm not going to bring my child in. It's really important that they go. So it's a matter of finding a pediatric dentist that can specialize in working with special needs or children with behavioral challenges or whatever the situation might be. Again, if you need those types of resources, Smile SBC and First 5 San Bernardino, give us a call and say, hey, this is a situation with my child. I need somebody with a particular skill set to work with my child. But we highly recommend that you don't just say, well, I'll just, you know, not do it for right now. It's really important.
Any last thoughts for us?
Just, I hope everybody learned something new from our talk today. That's always, like I said in the beginning of this, my favorite part of this campaign is that people will say to me, I did not know that, and now I do. And that just means a lot to me and First 5 San Bernardino that we're able to get a message out that is so impactful on behavior and yet not asking huge favors at all. It's just something that everybody should know, but why would they know unless somebody told them? So we feel like we're the best on that, and I just couldn't be prouder to be in that position.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for taking care of the smiles in our community.
Thank you so much for having me, Pepper. I appreciate it.